Stay tuned for Building Knowledge with Building and Realty Institute host Jeff Hanley. Mr. Hanley is the Associate Director of BRI. And every Friday morning at 11:30, you'll have the opportunity of learning to build your knowledge about planning, insurance, environmental regulations, and everything you need to know on the local level to build your knowledge. Here now is Jeff Hanley.
Good morning and a happy Friday to all. Welcome to Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute, a radio show of the Building and Realty Institute of Westchester and the Mid-Hudson region, which is also known as the BRI, as well as the Builders Institute. I am Jeff Hanley, Associate Executive Director of the BRI and your program host. We thank you for joining us this morning on WVOX 1460 AM, as well as worldwide on WVOX.com. We are coming to you live from the WVOX studios in New Rochelle, and again, many thanks for joining us. For first-time listeners, we will explain what the Building and Realty Institute is. Our association is a building, realty, and construction industry membership organization. The BRI is composed of more than 1,800 members in 14 counties of New York State. We are truly a statewide business organization. Those members are involved in virtually every sector of the building, realty, and construction industries. The BRI represents our members and the building, realty, and construction industries on a 24/7 basis. If you are interested in the building, realty, or construction sectors, if you're involved in those sectors, we are most definitely the membership organization for you and for your business. And throughout 2020, we are marking the 74th anniversary of our formation, a fact we are happy to acknowledge. As I mentioned, we are live, so please feel free to call us at 914-636-0110 with any comments or questions that you may have on the content of this morning's show. That number again is 914-636-0110. We would be happy to hear from you. Our show this morning will provide an update on the latest measures regarding web security and how those processes affect the websites of businesses. Our guest is Andrea Wagner, the principal of Wagner Web Designs, a member company of the Building and Realty Institute. Andrea writes a column named Tech Talk for Impact Newspaper, the official bi-monthly publication of the Building and Realty Institute, and she has been a guest on our show many times in the past. We are certainly happy this morning to have her back with us on Building Knowledge. Andrea, welcome back. How are you on this Friday morning?
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff. It's been quite a year, but I'm doing well. Actually, was thinking about that I've known you and the Building Building and Realty Institute for over 14 years now. And I have to say, it's a wonderful organization. You do so much for the industry.
Thank you, Andrea. We really appreciate that. And we thank you for all you do for our association. That column you write for Impact Newspaper, Tech Talk, great stuff. And it has inspired several programs that you've appeared on here on Building Knowledge, because the subject matter of that column is really great. So thank you many times again for your support of the Building and Realty Institute and all you do for us. We really appreciate it. I can't believe it's 14 years. It seems like 14 weeks.
Yes.
It really goes quickly, no question. Andrea, why don't you provide us with a brief overview of Wagner Web Designs and the services that it offers?
Absolutely. Well, Wagner Web Designs has been providing websites, web development, and hosting, email, and marketing services for small business. We have maintained long-term clients because of our focus on making sure that their site is up to date, is secure, and comes up high with optimization on Google and presents your business in the best way possible. So we have clients all over the country, some internationally, but we pride ourselves on really good customer service and making sure your site is a reflection on who you are. And a lot of my clients have come from the Building Institute, so we work with any kind of small business.
Great summary, Andrea. What are the best ways to reach Wagner Web Designs?
Well, I have my own website, of course, wagnerwebdesigns.com. I could be reached at 914-245-2626 and email at andrea@wagnerwebdesigns.com.
Great stuff. Let's get right to the topic of this morning's program and the many issues that businesses need to address regarding their respective websites. Let's talk about website security, Andrea. Why don't you lead us off with that?
Okay, well, it's been a topic for a while, but it just seems to be more and more at the forefront these days. Cybersecurity is a bigger threat than really any other kind of attack right now. You've heard news stories about cities, hospitals, large corporations getting hacked, and the major disruption in business it has caused. Now, you've heard against these attacks come from other countries, and you might think, well, how does that affect me? I have a small little business. But there are actually hundreds of attacks a day on small servers that host millions of websites around the globe. They're not out to get your site personally. They're actually little bots that get sent out, and they look for holes on the server that then they can access your site.
What can the hackers do in those cases, Andrea?
Well, they actually can do a few things. The most common and the most common basically is that they inject code that causes a redirect. So if somebody goes to, let's say, buildingandrealtyinstitute.com, it all of a sudden gets forwarded to another website. And usually that's an advertisement for something. And some hackers get paid for every site that they can redirect.
Wow.
Another thing that they can do is inject code that will simply pull your site down. Believe it or not, some hackers do it for fun because they can. They might even do it to practice. Then they could also hold your site hostage and demand ransom money to restore your site. That's called ransomware, and that's where the bigger corporations have been affected, and that's extremely dangerous.
Scary stuff, no question. So, Andrea, yeah. How can business owners counter these actions?
Well, the business owner needs to be aware of these potential hacks, and then there are steps that you can prevent this from happening. The first step is to make sure your hosting company is up to date on security on the server level. Now, most businesses don't really understand, how hosting companies work. So I would advise businesses to simply talk to their webmasters, the people that have put their sites up. Secondly, they shouldn't have an SSL on their site. This stands for Secure Socket Layer, and it adds another level of protection. And that's the little green lock that you see at the top of your browser window that removes the words not secure.
Yes, very often, even to this day, when you go to a website, you do see not secure very often. You do see
yes.
It, so that's where the SSL comes into play, correct?
Yes, actually Chrome has been adding that since October of 2018 to their browsers to let people know that the site has not had that extra level of security. And it's not really required, but we're getting to that point where Google is not ranking you as high if you don't have that extra level of security.
Okay.
But there's many other reasons to get an SSL.
Yeah, that was my next question. Can you please list the reasons why businesses need to get an SSL for their sites?
Well, again, an unsecure website is more vulnerable to the hacking. Websites which are not managed and frequently updated have an even higher risk of getting infected because nobody's really watching what's going on. Also, if you continue to operate your website without the SSL, you may deter potential visitors from visiting your site because they see the "this site may not be secure" message.
Mm-hmm.
And it might just simply convince them to move on and visit other websites for products and services. Also, websites that have implemented the HTTPS with the SSL will be given privilege now and ranked by Google higher than those without.
Mm-hmm.
There's even this talk now with Google actually putting that message in the search engine results themselves before you even get to that browser. The SSL certificate will also secure your site's information and communication, and it will help you advertise using Google Ads. Google Ads is now requiring it. So if you're using any kind of digital marketing, you need to have that SSL.
So simply put, get the SSL. I would imagine it can't be that lengthy of a process, correct?
It's not. It's a purchase. Various companies charge anywhere from $60 a year to $80 or $100 a year, depending on who you're buying it from. But it's a third-party purchase. You can buy the SSL for up to 2 years at a time, and then they have to be renewed. And a webmaster or your hosting company has to install it and configure your site. But it is well worth it. It is well worth it. All of the benefits of having it far outweigh that $60, $80 a year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're listening to Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute, a radio program of the Building and Realty Institute of Westchester and the Mid-Hudson region. We are coming to you on WVOX 1460 AM and worldwide on WVOX.com. We thank you for joining us on this Friday morning. I am Jeff Hanley, your program host. I am also the Associate Executive Director of the Building and Realty Institute, a building, realty, and construction industry membership organization with more than 1,800 members in 14 counties of New York State. This morning, we are talking with Andrea Wagner, the principal of Wagner Web Designs, which is a member of the Building and Realty Institute, about website security and processes that business owners need to keep in mind regarding their respective websites. We are coming to you live. Our number, if you'd like to call us regarding the content of the program, is 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. We would be happy to hear from you on this Friday morning. It is 11:45 a.m. Andrea, we still have plenty of time to continue our discussion, and that's a good thing because we need to stress the messages to business owners about the important issues we are touching on this morning. Okay. Ages of websites. Let's get to that.
Okay. Well, as you know, especially during this difficult year, website is so important for a business. People are just not face-to-face. They're looking at your site. They're getting information. What information are they getting? That's why the age of your website and how often you're updating it is so crucial to your business success. Website age is counted like dog years. If your website is more than 5 years old, you may want to look at a redesign. I can list a couple of reasons why you might want to do that. First of all, the code that your site is built with may be outdated and not quite up to Google search standards. You know, just like computers and technology, there's just constant changes and upgrades, and code can become old. If your site does have older code and it's sitting on an older server, again, it might be more potential for hacking, which I touched on before.
Right.
But I've had circumstances where a host is terminating an old server, and I'll get a notice that says this server is no longer active. Your site, will need to be migrated to a new server. Well, that sounds easy enough, but if your site is old and you're going on a new server, they may not be compatible. So when that server gets upgraded, your site may break. Another or another reason is some sites, because they're on older servers, cannot even have an SSL installed, and therefore your ranking in Google is going to be compromised. Design trends are also constantly changing. Now, maybe everything is working and functioning terrific, but your site is starting to look old and outdated. It just might not be as appealing to your customers. And certainly, if you're in a field that promotes working with the latest technology, your old site is going to have a disconnect to that. I'm actually offering a free web analysis for any of your listeners, anyone in the Building Institute as well, to just, if they're not sure and they just want to have a check on their site, is the code up to date? Is the site up to date? Is it ranking possibly? Happy to offer that free analysis. And again, they just have to reach me by emailing me at Andrea@WagnerWebDesign or calling 914-245-2626. Mention that they heard about the analysis on the show. We'd be happy to work with them.
Great stuff. 11:48 here on Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute on WVOX 1460 AM and WVOX.com. Andrea, let's change gears a little bit. Can you provide an update on marketing processes for businesses as we move toward fall and continue to deal with the negatives of the pandemic?
Well, communicating through your website continues to be the most important thing that you can do to keep your customers in the loop of how you are doing, changes in your business, steps you have taken to comply with CDC guidelines. Again, don't take it for granted that your customers know that your contractors will be wearing face coverings or sanitizing work areas. Make sure that it's on your site that you're relaying this information. If one area of your business is more popular now, let's say virtual tutoring, that should be promoted over other services that you're offering. Social media is also still an extremely important way to stay connected. Remember, people are feeling isolated and a bit out of touch now. Try to post positive, upbeat messages, success stories, and how your service may brighten their day.
That's a great point. That is really a great point, because you often go to websites and you see, for the lack of a better term, messages from Debbie Downers about this and about that. And while we're living in serious times and those messages are accurate, it is good to see some upbeat material. Well, I know you agree with that, Andrea, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Right.
Right, okay. All right. Hard to believe I'm asking this question, but I am going to ask it. How should businesses prepare their marketing strategies for the upcoming holiday seasons? The reason I say it's hard to believe is that I can't believe we're talking about the holiday seasons. That's how quickly time goes. But again, how should a business prepare its strategy for the upcoming holiday season?
Well, in normal years, preparation starts in July for the holiday season for most websites, believe it or not. So now is the time to get your site optimized. Plan your sales and discounts now that you plan on promoting, and offer free shipping. If you have to raise your price to do so, offer free shipping. Competing with Amazon is difficult, mm-hmm. and nobody seems to expect to pay for shipping now. Itemize reasons. Now, speaking of Amazon, you know, they've just, their business has exploded during this pandemic for obvious reasons. So we should try to figure out how to compete with them. What are the things that we can do that they can't? Itemize the reasons why dealing with your company is the way to go. Is it to promote shop local? Is it superior customer service? Or is it an easy return policy? Those are the things that people might sway them to use you instead. You promote your products on social media with links to your site. You can start to prepare your messages and your ads. You don't necessarily have to post them now, but get them ready. and ask clients to use Google or Yelp to get reviews. This will help your rankings tremendously, and that you could start right now.
You know, Andrea, we hear from time to time at the BRI from some business owners that my business is too small to promote on social media, and do I really need to be on social media, and will anyone really read what I have to say, because I have a small business. I only have 4 or 5 employees. So is it really worth the effort of going on social media? How would you respond to that?
Absolutely, it's worth it. One of the nicest things I see on social media for small business is a success story, how you helped somebody. Reaching out, social media is really not about selling. Remember, it's social, but it's also branding. So just getting your name out there, cheering someone else on. Congratulations to my client who just ran a 5K. Congratulations to my client who just launched a new site. You're just branding yourself, and you're just becoming top of mind to those people who are looking at your posts. It should not be a hard sell.
So there it is. Your business is not too small to be on social media, whether it be LinkedIn, whether it be Facebook, whatever the platform may be. Your business is not too small. And Andrea said on a previous program, and this has always stuck with me, if you don't get on to social media, quite frankly, your business will be left in the dirt. Correct, Andrea?
Well, I wouldn't say left in the dirt, but invisible.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say social media, a lot of people, I don't do Facebook. Social media could be blogging. It could be LinkedIn. It could be Instagram. It could be Pinterest. There's so many other platforms. Find one that's comfortable for you. Look at your demographics. See where they're looking, what social media your customers are using, and that's where you should be. It doesn't have to be complicated.
You mentioned
it doesn't have to be frequent.
Okay. You mentioned Pinterest. I wasn't aware that businesses are actually on Pinterest.
Oh, absolutely. Pinterest is more of an image-oriented site, so you've got designers, decorators, builders, who are posting even events, event planners, florists, they're posting pictures on Pinterest to promote clothing as well. Yeah, there's a tremendous businesses that are posting on Pinterest.
That's really interesting. I really wasn't aware of that. I'm so glad you brought that up. It's 11:55. We have about 5 minutes remaining. We thought it was important to serve a reminder to businesses about the need for their respective sites to be ADA compliant, I should say. Can you please update us on that, Andrea?
Okay, well, not too much has changed since we last talked about it, but ADA is American Disabilities Act, and the law that governs, has interpreted that websites since January 2018 need to be ADA compliant as well. So what does that mean? They need to be perceivable, operable, understandable, and robust. What that means is perceivable is the content is presented and available to everybody, including persons with disabilities. Operable means that the interface does not require interaction that a disabled person cannot perform. For instance, a blind person might use a technology that reads the content of the website, and so that website has to be able to be read, including images. Understandable means that the information must be simple, provide clear instructions. Is the menu presented in a way that people can navigate it? If somebody is colorblind or has poor vision, is there enough contrast in the colors? The typeface, is it large enough? Robust meaning that your website is accessible through a wide variety of technologies that can be seen using readers which read the browser content. We've had a lot of businesses that have contacted us about becoming ADA compliant. Do they need to be? And it's not needed for every business. I think that it was 18 employees or more. Certainly, if you sell something online, it's required. A government site, it's required. So it's mostly impacting restaurants, property management, real estate, healthcare, finance, certainly all government sites. And the way web designers work these days is that if your site's been developed in the last 3 years, it's probably compliant. But to be sure, you can request a site scan and fix it. It is not your web designer's responsibility. It is the business owner's responsibility to make sure that it is compliant.
Andrea, we have about a minute remaining. Again, can you just tell us the best ways to reach Wagner Web Designs?
Absolutely. I have my own website, which is wagnerwebdesigns.com. My office number is 914-245-2626. And my email is andrea@wagnerwebdesigns.com. Always a pleasure being on your show. I hope that people get information, find it useful and helpful for their business.
Andrea, a great job. Always a pleasure having you on the show. Many thanks. Listeners, thanks for joining us this morning. Please join us again next Friday morning here on 1460 AM WVOX and WVOX.com for another segment of Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute. This is Jeff Hanley, your program host, saying have a great Friday and a great weekend. And please stay safe, stay well.